Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Guest, and welcome to the Imagine Golf Podcast, brought to you by Imagine Golf and PXG. You can go to our site, imaginegolf.com, see all of our offerings, including our free drills. We just put a bunch of new drills up there, our practice plans, our golf ebooks and videos, or to book a lesson with me at our state-of-the-art studio right outside of Philadelphia, or even virtually from anywhere in the world through our partner, thegolflliveapp.com. And you can sign up for free tips and videos that go out once a week, every week, by simply dropping us your email. Hey, today is four Friday, right? I normally say four left or right, but I've been bombing the ball lately, right? So maybe it's just four because I hit into the foursome in front of me. So it's not four left or four right, man. It's just four because I'm crushing the ball. So, but seriously, this is where we give you some type of lesson, if you would, some type of strategy, something that we've picked up on in 4 minutes or less that you could do right now. Like I said, in 4 minutes or less, starting now. So look, today's an easy one. Sounds easy, but it's not so easy when I look at some players, especially on the course. I happen to be down in Miami Beach at the at the Doral Resort, watching and working the LIV Golf Tournament down here. And it's apparent that these uber professionals, right, definitely have their alignment down, and they have it down pat. And it just, we were talking, I'm actually marshaling one of the holes, and we were talking with some of the other marshals and like how difficult it is sometimes just to line up. And I hear it all the time, right? I'm not a good aligner of the golf ball. You know, my aim is off, or whatever a student's saying to me. And when you think about it, the aiming and alignment piece probably should be one of the easier things. But nothing as in golf, right? Nothing is easy, right? So let me give you just a real simple way that you can align yourself, and not only yourself, but align the club face to the target, right? And by the way, if you don't have some strategy, if you just walk into the ball and swing, then either A, you've never watched a professional golf tournament on TV or anywhere else, right? Or B, you just don't care. You're just out there just hitting the golf ball, right? And most of you aren't those people. So here's how we teach it at Imagine, and it's a pretty simple formula, if you would. So first of all, you got to have a pre-shot routine. We did a whole podcast on that. We're not going to go through the pre-shot routine. But we like to have the pre-shot routine done behind the golf ball, or starting, if you would, behind the golf ball in what we call the plan box. And then we're talking about the alignment, though. Once you've done a pre-shot routine, you've picked your target, you've got your mind locked in and everything, you got the club, you're committed to the shot, you step into the ball, you have a different pre-shot routine once you're over top of the golf ball, right? And when you step into that golf ball, you need to do one thing, and one thing first is you need to align the face of the golf club. Doesn't matter what club you're hitting. Could be a driver, could be a lob wedge. It doesn't matter. You need to align the face with the target, right? We like to align the face with your right hand, right? You take your right hand, you put the face exactly that leading edge, not the top edge, the leading edge, exactly where we're aiming, right? And we may not be aiming at the flag, right? Because if we're hitting a ball that goes right to left, as an example, we don't want to aim at the flag, or we're going to miss it way to the left. So you get the idea, right? You're going to aim that leading edge with the target, wherever we want that ball to start, not finish, start. And then from there, you're going to simply align your body to the club. So once I walk in with my right hand, I'm actually standing almost like side saddle, right, to the golf ball. I take my right hand and I take that club and I aim that leading edge, and I make sure that's correct. Look down the line, look down the target, and then once that is correct, then I align my body and square my body, if you would, to the golf club's face. That's it. If you'll do that, you won't have any issues with aligning to the target. You just did it. You may have plenty of issues that you missed a shot. I get that. Me too. All right. However, you will never say anymore, oh my God, I was aligned incorrectly. All right. So do yourself a favor, slow down, make sure you have a process, and make sure you do it. If you want to align the club with your left hand, have at it. All right. We're not that stringent, if you would. But the bigger point is that you want to make sure you're aligning the leading edge of the golf club with the target. All right. That's all we have for today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Please hit the follow button wherever you get your podcast and be sure to check out our site, imaginegolf.com. You can follow us on all the social media platforms. We're upwards of almost 12 million views now. We're 75,000 followers on Instagram. I think it's getting up around 50,000 on Facepage. So, so it's actually taken off, and I appreciate that. So, as always, folks, here's to getting you the game that you've always imagined.